What's up, guys? John here. The U.S. labor market is cracking beneath our feet.
The weakest year for job growth since the pandemic.
The U.S. labor market is showing further signs of cooling, unemployment rising to 4.6%.
92,000 jobs lost when top economists claimed we would receive 50,000 jobs and that the economy was resilient and strong.
92,000 jobs.
92,000 jobs.
The U.S. economy unexpectedly lost 92,000 jobs in February. The unemployment rate inched higher to 4.4%.
As this is happening, top U.S. employers have committed to laying off hundreds of thousands of workers. The Magnificent Seven, they've committed to investing $680 billion in AI.
Alphabet, Microsoft, Meta, Amazon expected to spend a combined $600 billion in CapEx. That's this year alone.
And as the crisis overseas continues to escalate, they claim that we could see oil prices hitting $150 to $200 a barrel.
War with Iran continues to take a toll on the U.S. economy.
Oil prices now surging after the attack.
Crude oil prices are now up more than 20% over the past week,
which would then get passed on to U.S. consumers through household items, food, car insurance, everything. Everything will continue to rise in prices. So you have to ask yourself, what gives? I believe it could be living standards in this country if things continue to progress. Now, I'm not saying that to be extreme, but almost a quarter of Americans now are opting in for seven-year auto loans.
Cars have gotten so expensive, Nora, that the only way consumers can get a monthly payment that they can afford is to continually stretch out the length of their loan.
People are financing groceries on buy now, pay later. People are making installments on burritos and fast food purchases. If you go on Amazon now, buy anything, they're asking you if you want to break it up into payments. Right, this is the future of this country, and we're living in it right now. I mean, look at this. So the U.S. economy lost 92,000 jobs in February, stoking labor market worries. These are some of the corporations that have already committed to layoffs. The U.S. government, 317,000. UPS, 78,000. Amazon, 30,000. Intel, 25,000. Citigroup, 20,000. Nissan, 20,000. Nestle, 16,000. Microsoft and Bosch combined, 28,000. You have Verizon and Dell. And Accenture, combined, you're looking at another 35,000. Ford, Novo, Procter & Gamble, HP, Heineken, Siemens, all of these companies committing to laying off multiple thousands of employees so far. So as this situation continues to ramp up and people start looking for ways to cut expenses, especially corporations, I think AI is going to play a very large role in that. And these large corporations, $680 billion, largely on AI CapEx, now time to pile into the group, right? So $90 is what oil is right now as Kuwait starts cutting oil production. They claim we're going to see $150 within the next 14 days, right? $150. In Pennsylvania, they're already seeing gas prices go up. You're probably seeing it where you're at right now. Maybe they're in the mid threes when a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, you could have gotten gas sub $3, right? California is claiming that they could see $8 a gallon. $8 a gallon. That is unbelievable when you take into consideration the cost to just live in California. Moving prices to $8 a gallon would break most drivers. And every 20, 30 minutes, there's a new update on this situation. And it doesn't look like it's slowing down. In fact, just a couple days ago, they were saying this is going to be a 4 to 5 week problem. Don't worry, that'll be it. Now they're saying, no, this is going to go till September, right? By September, this country will go through a radical transformation if this continues to move in this direction at this speed. Strait of Hormuz shipping is seeing a near total halt, according to Bloomberg. So you have shipping coming to a halt. Financial Times saying $200 a barrel is no longer unthinkable. But this is what I think is just the biggest story, is the cost of insurance. Because insurance in most cases dictate and determines real estate values. It dictates and determines car insurance or car affordability. It really has a massive role on our economy and on the U.S. consumer. And when he said that U.S. car insurance could increase by 13% last year, in fact, it increased from 18 to 20%. So they were saying 13, now it's 18 to 20%. 22.4% of new car buyers now opt in for 7-year auto loans. And homeowners insurance is going to continue to run rampant. But when you look at what Jerome Powell said last year, what the CEO, the former CEO of Redfin, said, and you put this whole thing together, I think it's very possible that this actually unfolds. Because if Jerome Powell says something, it's very different than if some economist or someone else says something. Like, he has access to information that I think most people don't. And when he's going to go out on a stage and put a message out there, it's for millions and millions and millions of Americans to know this is coming from someone of high authority and status, and to just brace yourself for this. So home insurance, they said up 23% in 2025. Now, what Jerome Powell said is, Jerome Powell said in the United States, which doesn't do that, we have the highest price in the world. Powell is observing that we can't moderate the risk of homeowners of insurance in some ways so that mortgage lenders feel more comfortable. We don't get mortgages. That obviously creates a very dire situation. As Powell said, it will fall on homeowners, residents, but also on the state and local governments. What you see happening is where private insurers are going away. States are stepping in because they want those areas to remain prosperous. And what he said is that it's going to be very difficult to get a mortgage in high-risk areas. Now, what would you define as high-risk? Palisades, maybe certain parts of Louisiana, Miami, South Florida, anywhere along the coast, anywhere near a fire zone. Like, a lot of the desirable locations, I think, are going to get harder to get affordable insurance. Because if this situation unfolds and oil prices continue to rise, that's going to get pushed on to policyholders, right? The cost of materials is going to continue to go up. The cost of everything is going to go up. And they're in a business, and that business needs to remain profitable for them. They're going to push those costs onto the consumer. But then, if the cost of insurance goes up after a borrower locked in a 30-year mortgage, and maybe they're losing their jobs, maybe they can't qualify if they were to apply for a mortgage today with the expenses associated with that property, and they start seeing foreclosure rates continue to increase because they can't absorb this type of insurance cost, what does that mean? It means that these lenders are going to be much more careful with whom they lend money to. And so we could see a big tightening in mortgage lending in certain pockets of this country, right? This wealth divide could grow over this. Glenn Kelman, he said in 2021 that, and I covered this, that the people who have to calculate the cost of insuring these properties, the only people who have figured out are the actuaries, the people who have to calculate the cost of insuring these properties. Increasingly, it's going to get harder to get insurance, it's going to get harder to get a loan. So when you have the CEO of Redfin saying this, 2021, then you have Jerome Powell saying this, 2025, the same thing. What are the odds that that is random? I would say pretty slim. Like, I would say that's very, very slim. I think we're walking into that dynamic, and I think it's death of a thousand cuts. It's one major problem after the next, and U.S. consumers are getting hit hard. And this is going to escalate this wealth divide. There's no way around it. I mean, they just recently came out just 3 months ago saying homeowners are more likely to click on climate data after major disasters. And that's exactly what Glenn Kelman was saying. Hey, this is what's going to happen, you know, saying that 5 years ago. And they're doubling down on it, saying now that this is, you know, what people need to start doing is clicking on that and getting more aware of the risk associated with buying in certain areas. They're setting the stage on that. Millions of Americans face higher utility bills as dozens of rate hikes take effect. So the cost of owning a 5,000 square foot house, you know, 2-3 years ago in LA or, you know, Miami or one of these other locations, desirable locations, will be radically different than what it will be in 2 years. Like, radically different, especially the amount it will cost just for utility bills. In many cases, the utility bill could look like a mortgage on a house of that size. So it's going to just continue to multiply. In fact, there's a company called Rethink, and it's owned by really two guys. And these two guys, one's a Silicon Valley exec, and James Arbut and Tony Cerba. And they're Silicon Valley execs, and they're making predictions on the future. And one of their predictions is that car ownership will drop by 80% in the next 4 years, which sounds crazy. But when you have Business Insider saying that in 2017, that 80% will lose their vehicle by 2032, you know, it's fascinating. You have all these other, I mean, Business Journal saying the same thing. NBC was saying the same thing, 2017, talking about, you know, driving a car is just going to not be a thing for most people, like in the very near future today. So when you have this direction that we're moving in, this is from this gentleman right here, it looks pretty clear to me that there's no stopping this train. Fast forward, fast food industry report, 2026, $868.19 billion by 2030 from $658, right? So they're projecting, you know, 25% or so increase in fast food revenue. And the reason that they say it's going to be driven mainly by plant-based dining trends. And why? Because plant-based food is cheaper to manufacture and produce. So when we're in an affordability crisis and people struggle to, you know, sign on the dotted line or sign the check, they're going to look for alternatives, ways in which they could save money. So when you are looking out at the overall economy, what we're living through right now is the fourth industrial revolution. It's going to change everything, I believe, from how people live, where they live, transportation, food. All industries are about to change in a really, really big way. And the wealth divide is going to amplify. I think we're going to see a lot of people moving towards locations that offer low home insurance, low cost of living. I think we're going to see this massive shift unfold, because what other options do most people have when the cost to retire today is unimaginable? Like, you need not to be worth $1 million to, like, you need $3, $4, $5 million minimum to retire today. If you just do basic math, you add up everything from your home insurance, taxes, healthcare, food, you know, travel. You just start adding everything up. You'll realize burning $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a month is pretty easy to do today. Remember 7 years ago, you go to the grocery store, you'll spend $200. The cart was loaded. You had to have someone walk in front of the cart to make sure nothing fell off the top. Now you walk in a grocery store, you get one bag, $200, right? So if we're looking at the lens of a 20, 30 year horizon on retirement, just realize that if it's $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a month now needed, it's probably gonna be $12,000, $14,000, $16,000 a month 5, 10 years from now. And so it's $7,000 a month, you know, you're looking at $90,000 a year, you're looking at 100 or 1.8 million over 20 years. If it's $15,000 a month, you just break down the math. You need to be worth $4 or $5 million. How many people are? Not that many. So you're going to see this big push towards affordability. You're going to see this big push towards change. And that's what we're walking into right now, one day at a time. What do you think about this entire situation? Where do you think we're heading as a country? Now, I think that there's endless opportunity inside of this change. Like, endless opportunity. When you have all industries essentially changing at the same exact time, we went from being, you know, an economy where America basically ruled everything to where now opportunities are moving everywhere and people are no longer afraid to pick up and move out of the country or move to a different state. 2021 fueled that. In 2020, people would just get up and move. Like, this is all going to become normalized. You're going to start seeing a lot more people moving out of the country, just a lot more change unfolding because of it. And I think we're walking into this very, very quickly. Let's have a conversation about this below. And please hit the like button. YouTube will share the content. Catch next video.